News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Howden started off as a small mortgage broker in Britain, but has grown to a worldwide operation with 22,000 staff. They've grown to the point where they now sponsor the forthcoming Lions Rugby Tour of Australia this summer. Here in Ireland, they are known as Finance Solutions, and they act as brokers for insurance, also home loans, and now life insurance products. And they are creating 100 new jobs in the capital. Robert Kennedy is the chief executive of Howden Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Robert.
Morning, Joe. Thanks a million for having me on.
What percentage of the market here in Ireland goes through a broker when it comes to home loans?
About 47% currently.
So half, roughly half.
Yeah, and that would have been as low as 11% back in 2011 when Ken Murray set up Finance Solutions, which is the business that we acquired 2 years ago. But it's growing steadily.
It clearly is, and it's much higher in other countries like the UK when it's, the vast majority are done through brokerages.
UK would be about 85%.
Yeah. And why would someone need to go to a broker? Do they actually save money? And we know they might save time shopping around, but do they save money?
Yeah, it's interesting you ask that, Joe. I actually met somebody last night, Hugh, early 30s, just got engaged. And his wife-to-be is self-employed. And his view when I was chatting with him yesterday was that he wasn't going to be in a position to get a mortgage. And that's the very reason that one should go to a mortgage broker. One, you obviously get access to a broader market, and it's more than just the pillar banks. And equally, you get advice, which is what you won't get if you go directly to a financial institution. So people who are self-employed need to get advice because obviously their situation is slightly more complicated.
Mm. When you go to a broker, though, they shop around for the best deal for you, but you still have to do a lot of form filling and sending a lot of documentation into whatever bank you apply to.
You absolutely do. But then obviously once you've done the forms, you're going to 8 financial institutions as opposed to just the one. And you're getting access to advice in relation to what the best product would be for you rather than just going to one market. Mm.
Do you find the market onerous for applicants?
Absolutely, yeah. And look, we'd love to streamline that process. Things have improved and most of the forms are now completed online. There's no getting away from there's a huge amount of information required. There are likely to be a couple of new entrants into the market, Joe, and Revolut and Monzo in time. Mm-hmm. I know their ambition is certainly to cut down on the amount of documentation that would be required.
Which might not be easy given the central bank rules.
Pardon, sorry?
Which might not be easy given the central bank rules.
Potentially not, yeah. They don't make it easy, that's for sure.
You guys are also in car insurance, home insurance, life insurance?
Yeah, I mean, 75% of our business is insurance, yeah. About 15% is mortgages, and then 10% is life and pensions. So, yeah, we're in all aspects of financial services.
And car insurance has definitely come down, but other types of insurance haven't really, have they?
Cars started to increase as well, yeah. There's been some inflation recently on the back of car part. Inflation generally in the system post COVID, and obviously labour has become more expensive to repair cars as well, and then frequency in terms of on the road, there's a lot more cars driving around than there would have been during the COVID times.
Definitely.
I mean, insurance is still, car insurance that is cheaper than the UK, which never would have been the case before.
Yeah.
But it's still, you know, it is creeping up, there's no doubt about that.
And the insurance reforms that were undertaken over the past few years, have they done enough?
You can never do enough. And obviously there's a proposal to increase the level of awards by 17%.
Yeah, this is a proposal by the judiciary to raise the payouts, which appears to me to only benefit a very small sliver of the population, but definitely benefit the lawyers.
Yeah, it certainly would be our view that there's no need or imperative for for the increase in the awards. It doesn't make any sense to us.
And what further reforms are there in the pipeline that you'd like to see?
I mean, the level of award should be coming down, not going up. I think if you were to ask the average person on the street, Joe, that their preference would be to pay less for their insurances rather than more. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, the higher the level of awards, the higher the price of the insurance that people are going to pay.
A lot of that is personal injuries and slips and trips. Do we have a compo culture here still?
It's certainly not as bad as it was, but if you were to compare the situation here with the UK or indeed the other European countries, it's certainly worse.
Mm. Two major banks exited the Irish market 3 years ago. That, on paper, looks as if it's reducing the offering for consumers. What has happened?
Well, obviously, for in the case of KBC and Ulster Bank, they felt they couldn't get a return in Ireland, and they deployed their capital elsewhere. Mm. We have had some new entrants since, and as I said, if anybody comes to talk to us about a mortgage, we have 8 potential offerings at the moment. There are 150, more than 150 potential lenders in the UK that we have access to. We are in discussions with some lenders.
UK lenders won't lend to an Irish asset.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. No. So we are, but we are in discussions with some UK lenders through our UK mortgage business to try and see if we could attract some lending capacity into Ireland. And as I said already, potentially Revolut obviously have announced recently that they'll be coming into the market, and Monzo equally.
Wouldn't it be great if Irish consumers could go to a Luxembourg bank or a Polish bank or an Italian bank for their mortgages, that they would get lower rates than here?
I think it would make a lot of sense, yeah.
And is there any, other than, you know, tradition, is there any serious reason why we can't do that in a single market?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, well, I have raised this issue with with Mairead McGuinness when she was the commissioner. She's no longer the commissioner. You're moving into life insurance. Now, that's a very interesting and tricky market, put it nicely.
Well, I think it sits very neatly with what we're trying to achieve in Ireland. We have 29 offices across the country, and we want anybody to be able to walk into one of our offices and get access to insurance, mortgage, and indeed financial advice. We want to be that one-stop shop for people. So it fits very well with what we're trying to achieve in Ireland.
So you have physical presence as well as a digital presence?
Absolutely. We totally believe in somebody's right to be able to walk into one of our offices and have a conversation there and then with somebody about what their requirements might be. And, you know, all our phone calls are answered, 95% of them are answered within less than 15 seconds as well. So we're everything that a financial institution isn't if somebody goes directly to them.
That's interesting, because banks are, you know, shutting down their presence on the high street.
Absolutely, yeah. But we, you know, that's where our customers are, and that's where we want to be. And it's the same across the world.
Well, best of luck with it. Best of luck in Australia over the summer as well, Robert. That's Robert Kennedy, the Chief Executive of Howden Ireland, which trades as Finance Solutions.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.